This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are outside live in front of the Beacon Building today, kicking off our first summer series. And it's a gorgeous day for doing that today. Nice breeze out here, too. It's not humid or anything. It's gorgeous. So come on down. Come and say hi to us.
Well, all I can say is it's good for you. This is such a nice day because I didn't want to sit out here in 95 degrees and no wind.
I know.
And you can't get a much nicer July day than today. We had all the rain come through overnight. And it was out as the weather guy said that it would be, shortly after daybreak. And we've got a nice breeze, as you pointed out. Temperature probably in the 70s and some wispy clouds. And, so we're going to have some fun for the next several Fridays. Outdoors with guests that drop by and all our usual stuff. I mean, it's not going to sound that different, but we're just in a little bit different atmosphere, and we might snag somebody occasionally.
Definitely. And I just want to make word, too, that we're out in front of Grolin Communications. You can check them out on the web at grolin.com. They are their computer repair and all that. I told them that we're kind of blocking
part
of their window.
Well, we are, and I kind of wondered how you, if you're giving them, like, free lunch for a month or something for us doing this.
No, they were all good. We also thought that it would, maybe help them, too, with us here. But I said that I would mention them a couple of times. We may even get Dave to come on and say hi a little bit.
Really? Why? No, just kidding.
Stop it.
Well, I would say that I'm definitely in high likelihood parking ticket range today.
You're having some major parking issues this week.
Well, I didn't. I bailed out of that first ticket and didn't get it. But I'm in a spot today that clearly is a very high profile spot. Several blocks from where I usually park, because the place I had hoped to park in doesn't have normal parking anymore. It's for monthlies only. So I panicked and just parked down the street.
Well, maybe at the break you can go run over and feed it.
No, it's not worth it.
Okay.
No.
All right.
That's too much work. I want to stay here and enjoy all the fun. But, we have the comedy Cold Cuts coming up in a bit. We'll be talking with Keith from Grasshopper's Garden Center of New Boston. And I guess we'll talk about gardening a little bit, because that's his bag and he's really good at it.
Beautiful pictures on his website of, things
tremendous.
That they do. And
they just moved to New Boston maybe 2 years ago. They were in Goffstown. Didn't have what I would call a pretty showroom, but they had beautiful grounds for their plants. So they moved and opened up a real nice boutique with all kinds of really cool stuff to buy.
New Hampshire-made products and stuff.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
One of the pictures that I was looking at on his website has a picture of spicy jalapeno dip.
Oh.
Figures I would check that. I would spot that. I saw jalapeno and I'm like, oh my gosh.
See, it's a good thing we both like spicy food, because those days come occasionally when we have food and we enjoy sharing it. And we will also be talking to a woman named Natasha McCaller. She has written a cookbook called Vanilla Table. Now, who would ever guess that you could actually have the premise of vanilla for your center ingredient for a cookbook? Well, she's got it figured out. She is a former professional ballet dancer, including the Boston Ballet.
Really?
She then went on to being a high-end caterer, everything from yachts to... She has three homes. She's in New Zealand, London, and New York, and is a pretty cool lady.
Sounds like she's a pretty cool lady.
Yeah.
So she went from ballerina to...
She calls herself the
caterer.
Dancing baker, or that's kind of that was her
cool.
little
I
guess transition, because
like
a lot
that.
Of people knew her. She was also with the Joffrey Ballet, which is even higher than Boston Ballet. So, but I thought, because we've been mentioning this, Carol, this week, that we have tickets to the New Hampshire 301, which is the big NASCAR New Hampshire race in Loudoun a week from Sunday. There's two races, as we know, every year, even though the racetrack is pretty much busy doing stuff every day. But this is the one that gets all the national attention. So we have a pair of vouchers that you will exchange for tickets at New Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun. And we recommend that you, if you win the vouchers, that you make the exchange
before
race day, because it'll be a madhouse and it'll be much, much more calm to do it that way. So what I thought we would do is open up the phone lines for our first chance at tickets. We'll have another pair next hour with and your dad got me thinking about this yesterday when he was talking about Ben and Jerry.
Yes.
We have a Ben and Jerry true or false quiz. I'm going to give you three statements about Ben and Jerry, And you have to tell me if it's true or false. If you get 2 out of 3 correct, you win the tickets
to
the big race.
I like that. I like that.
So give them the phone number and let's dial in quickly.
Yeah, dial in 866-823-1077 to win a pair of tickets to the NASCAR race, New Hampshire 301, and it's for next Sunday's race, correct? Sunday.
That's right.
Yes.
So, Andrew, whisper in our ear when we have a caller because we don't have our computer screen, which we can tell what's going on back at the studio. We do not physically have the phone lines in front of us. We're on the sidewalk in this beautiful butcher block-topped cart.
I guess. No, isn't it cute?
This would be a food cart, I guess.
It is. It's like a food cart you put in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for... For having it out here today on the sidewalk. We're at 814 Elm Street, right
in front of the Beacon Building. We're right in front of Grolin Communications.
Midtown Cafe is right here with tables out front where you can actually enjoy a lunch if you like. The weather is perfect for that. So we have three questions having to do with Ben and Jerry, the ice cream guys. And if you can get 2 out of 3 matches correctly, we will send you to the New Hampshire 301 in Loudoun, and that is a week from Sunday. And the phone number again is
866-823-1077. There we go. Yes.
All right. As we await our first phone call or our call for a contestant for this, here's something that may give all of us that love food some hope. Now, you've been working really hard with Rocco and getting in shape, and you're healthy and you feel good. Contrary to what one might expect of foodies who seem to be constantly eating and posting their meals online, a new study from Cornell Food and Brand Lab says that adventurous eaters weigh less and tend to be healthier than their less adventurous culinary counterparts.
Really?
Foodies are thinner. Does that make sense to you?
I don't think so.
After surveying 502 women nationwide, Cornell's researchers found that those who ate the most varied atypical foods rated themselves as healthier eaters. The dishes they ate included kimchi, beef tongue, oh, please.
Rabbit and seitan.
Yes, I don't know what S-E-I-T-A-N is.
You know what that is? That is a vegan item.
Oh, it is?
Yes, and you pronounce it seitan.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I don't even know how to explain it. I'm not even going to try to, but it's a vegan item.
Well, food neophiles, or foodies, have a lower BMI, that's body mass index, than people who don't like a lot of food. There's a real advantage to liking and trying a lot more food. It might even mean that you have a lot more fun in life. So that's from Cornell University, a study of 502 women nationwide.
Interesting. I don't know.
We wanted to let you know that the lines are open.
866-823-1077 to win a pair of NASCAR tickets, New Hampshire 301, for next Sunday's race.
We're going to give you three statements about Ben and Jerry. They might be true. They might be false. You need to give us a match.
We have a call.
Oh, we do. Okay. Thank you very much. Again, we do not have our typical computer screen, so we're a little bit slower on the uptake.
So it's Brian from Londonderry. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Very good.
All right, so Brian, big plans for the weekend?
What's that? All
right, you got big plans for the weekend, Brian?
No major plans, but I'd like to have plans for next weekend.
Well, that's exactly where I was going with that. You were reading my mind. We have three statements about Ben and Jerry, of course, the famous ice cream people. And if you can get 2 out of 3 matches correct, we are going to send you to see the New Hampshire 301. All right, you ready to go? And Carol, I'm kind of curious to see how many of you get right.
I know, I'm interested.
Although you
to
will
hear
keep
these.
Your answers to yourself.
Of course I will.
All
you
right.
mean I can't help Brian?
Okay, I'll tell you what. I will let you help him on one of them. If you want,
he wants my help.
Carol, if you want Carol to be your lifeline, then okay. She will be. But just for one of them, again, you got to get 2 out of 3 correct. Here is the first true or false about Ben and Jerry. Ben and Jerry's first business fight came when they couldn't agree on who got to pour the banana extract into batches of Chunky Monkey. Is that true or false?
Can you repeat that?
I'll repeat that one more time. Ben and Jerry's first business fight came when they couldn't agree on who got to pour the banana extract into batches of Chunky Monkey. And your guess is?
I said false.
False is correct.
Yeah, I was going to say false, too. That was a good
right.
one, Brian.
Okay.
Phew.
All right, let's try number 2. You're halfway there. You only have to get 1 out of the next 2 correct.
Okay.
The most popular Ben and Jerry's flavor is half-baked. That's what it's called, half-baked. Is that the most popular Ben and Jerry's flavor?
Well, what do you think, Brian?
I think I want to save my lifeline, and I'm going to say that's not their most popular flavor.
So you're saying false.
All right, Brian, the answer is it is their most popular. I never even heard of that flavor,
half-baked. Half-baked is...
What is half-baked? Is it like a cookie dough or something?
I'm not sure, but I've seen it.
All right, so here it is. It all comes down to the final question. You and Carol can talk this one over if you would like to see if you can kind of talk it through. All right, Brian, you get it right. You're going to the New Hampshire 301 Compliments of the Pulse. Here it is. True or false? Ben and Jerry's real names are Julio and Murray.
Okay, Brian, what do you say?
One of them has to be Ben. And I would assume the other one's name was Jerry, but...
I think so, too.
So you would agree we would go with false?
Yes, I agree.
You're not going to believe this. But it is false.
Oh, phew.
There you go. All right.
You made me nervous.
Hope I didn't make you wet yourself there, Brian. So, Brian in Londonderry, you've got tickets to the New Hampshire 301, which is Sunday, July 19th at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Have you ever been to the Magic Mile in Loudoun?
I have been, and I do go a lot of times. I didn't have tickets for this coming event, so now I do.
Awesome. Congratulations.
You're a happy man and promise to listen to The Pulse every day exclusively for the rest of your life.
I was listening today, and that's the day that really counted for me, right?
There you go.
All right, so here's the deal. You need to pick up your these are vouchers, not the actual tickets. They are vouchers that you take to the box office. They will give you the hard tickets. We recommend, though, that you do that before next Sunday. And the radio studios are in Bow on Bob just disappeared. I forget the name of the street, but it's right on the Concord line. You can always Google it.
Do you know where Chen Yang Li is in Bow?
Yes, I do.
It's right up the street just from there, like just a quarter mile right next to the bank.
Yeah, just north up there.
Yeah.
So business hours are 8 to 6, and obviously not the weekend. So get by either today or next week and pick them up. Hey, thanks for playing, Brian. You're a good contestant.
Thank you, and thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. All right. Terrific. All right, good. So next hour, we'll figure something else out, Carol.
Yeah.
We've given away two, and we'll give away two more after 1 o'clock. We have guests for both half hours, both segments.
Yeah.
People can hear any segment they want from the past several months by going to where?
foodforthoughtnh.com. And you can also like us on Facebook, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike.
Perhaps you had a friend that was on, or maybe you were on, because people always say, can I get a copy of when I was on the air with you? Yes, just simply go there and listen to it. And pluck it off.
Exactly. And I think it's time to take a break.
I think it is. Today we're kind of having some fun at the expense of fast food restaurants.
On
Comedy Cold Cuts.
Comedy Cold Cuts.
Yes.
Sounds fun. All right, listeners, you're listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 FM, The Pulse. You can also stream us live at WTPLFM.com, and it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
29 WTPL 107.7 The Pulse. And our show is brought to you by New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought. How many radio shows do you know that have their own official coffee? NewEnglandCoffee.com. We also have our own official rib guy. That's Kevin Cornish of KC's Rib Shack. Famous Hickory Smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue, let's even make it more specific, North Carolina-style pit barbecue, on 2nd Street in Manchester and online at ribshack.com.
And, you know, let's just mention one thing, too, about Casey's Rib Shack. Right now, it is the time of year to get over there and go sit in the tiki bar. Have you ever been to their tiki bar?
I've seen it, but I actually have physically not been in it, but it looks like a lot of fun.
It is cool. It is really cool. They have tall tables out there. Short tables out there, beautiful tiki bar, an actual tiki bar, and you can sit on it around it, and you can also stand around it, and it's pretty cool. Fun place.
Kevin's got it all going on.
He does, and he has music, too.
Very musical himself.
He, it, That's right. We have to have
him
on to see.
Well, I invited him, and he said July was just too busy. And now he was busy with his public relations issue, which actually turned out to be a silver lining in the cloud and got him lots of publicity from the loudmouth customer that bitched about him on Yelp.
Yep.
And it completely turned around and gave him more publicity than he could have ever asked for.
They kept asking for her comment, too, but they couldn't find her.
Of course not. No. That's the thing. You've got cowardly people leaving those kinds of things on Yelp. You know, just totally disregard it, but he pretty much addressed it. All right, so let's move on to Comedy Cold Cuts. Every Friday in this segment, we pick one theme and work with it and find comedians that do material that we hope you'll find amusing. Today, it's all about fast food restaurants, and in this particular case, specific fast food restaurants. I think we've done fast food before, but never on a store-by-store or brand-by-brand basis. But that is the case today, and our very first comedian is one who's pretty familiar to our Comedy Cults because he is the best comedian whose themes are constantly about food. And when you talk about fast food restaurants, of course, you think about McDonald's. This is Jim Gaffigan, McDonald's on the Pulse.
I reference McDonald's a lot because I go to McDonald's. I love the silence that follows that statement. Like I just admitted to support dog fighting or something. How could you? McDonald's. It's fun telling people you go to McDonald's. They always give you that look like, oh, I didn't know I was better than you. No one admits to going to McDonald's. They sell 6 billion hamburgers a day. There's only 300 million people in this country. It's like, I'm not a calculus teacher, but I think everyone's lying. You ever been at McDonald's and you see a friend for a second, you're like, oh, crap. Eventually you're like, hey, what's going on? And they're just like, I'm just here for the 99-cent ATM. What are you doing here, Jim? I'm just meeting a hooker. Certainly not eating here, that's for sure. Yeah, he should be here by now. Because we all know better, right? We've all read the articles, seen those documentaries. It's the same message. Look, McDonald's is really bad for you. It's very high in fat and calories, and we don't even know where the meat comes from. And we're all like, that's disgusting. I'll have a Big Mac, a large fry, and a 2-gallon drum of Diet Coke. Because there's a McDonald's denial. We all embrace it. No one's going in there innocent. We're walking into a red and yellow building with a giant M over it. What's this, a library? Well, I'll get some fries while I'm here. Because those McDonald's fries are truly amazing, right? Has your mother ever made anything as good as a McDonald's fry? Not even close. We lie to ourselves when we eat McDonald's fries. We're like, oh, they're so thin, they couldn't be fattening. You ever eat too many McDonald's fries? Of course not! There's never enough of them. There's always that moment when you're eating McDonald's fries where you're like, what happened? Where'd they go? Then you start scrounging for the fry crumbs. You're like, No, that's just a piece of paper from the straw. But it was touching the fries, so. Sometimes there's a loose fry in the bag. You know the bonus fry? It's like Jesus is up in heaven. Give him an extra fry. He'll pay it forward. By the way, that's how Jesus sounds. Or at least I hope. You wouldn't want to meet Jesus and he's like, hey, y'all, I did. You been turning that other cheek, I gave you that bonus fry for a reason. That bonus fry, it's never a regular size fry. It's always extra long. You're like, how'd I miss you? Bonus fry, you got your own ketchup packet. You always savor the last fry. You're like, I'm gonna turn this into 10 bites. I'll meet up with you later. I got the bonus fry. Fries are amazing. For what, like 7 minutes? And then they turn into something that's likely not biodegradable. You ever make the mistake of reheating McDonald's fries in the microwave? They become packing peanuts. It doesn't stop you from eating them. You're like, these aren't even good anymore. How are yours? Yeah, yours aren't good either. Fries can't get cold. Shakes can't get warm. You ever leave a McDonald's shake out for an hour? Reality sets in. Oh, this isn't even made from milk. It's just some kind of chocolate mucus. But we know all this, yeah. We know those McDonald's commercials aren't realistic, yeah. I just like to see one commercial that showed people 5 minutes after they ate McDonald's. Oh. Now I need a cigarette. I deserve a cigarette break today. But they get us in there, yeah. Some of those deals they offer are just cruel. 2 Big Macs for $2? I drive by, I'm like, well, I don't wanna lose money on this. I'll get 80 of them.
There's Jim Gaffigan and his take on McDonald's. Jim Gaffigan, by the way, has a new primetime TV show coming on. I don't recall the name of it, but it's going to be on TV Land. And it's basically about his life. It's, you know, the trials and tribulations of raising a family and having kids. And an insatiable appetite, I noticed, was part of the description. So we're hoping that at some point down the road, they may make him available for interviews and we'll snag
cool.
him and get him on the air.
He sounds kind of young. How old is he about?
I'm going to guess he's maybe 40. He's,
okay.
I mean, his hair is really thin, and he's a big boy. So sometimes that will add, few years to
All
you.
Right. Okay.
But he's our classic comedy cold cuts go-to guy.
He's funny. I mean, right now I want to go and get a quarter pounder with cheese.
You too. Well, you can't beat the fries, though. I mean, I worked.
It's true. Their fries are the best.
I worked at McDonald's 45 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't picture you working at McDonald's, Mike.
You can't?
No.
Really?
I cannot
now,
at all.
What do you mean by that?
Were you in the kitchen or register?
No,
at the register?
I was at the window, and I was always getting
at
in trouble.
At the drive-thru window?
No, they didn't have drive-thru windows then.
Well, what window were you at?
People had to come into the actual building. There was a time, Carol, when people actually had to get out of their cars and go into a restaurant.
So you mean at the register?
I was at the register.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
Or as we called it, the window. So I was at the register.
Okay.
And I would frequently be reprimanded for talking too much to the customers. Well, it seems like that's a good thing because now all you do is you get grunts from half the people,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are speaking some Neanderthal language, and I was just being friendly and spreading the brand, but I guess I wasn't turning over enough money fast enough. So, and at 20 cents a hamburger back then, you got to stop talking and sell the burger. So, anyway, so let's go to another familiar restaurant of hamburger fame, and that would be Wendy's. So, a fellow by the name of Kyle Kinane, and this is his routine on the Pulse called Cab to Wendy's.
I think a lot of comedy comes from shared experiences, things that we can relate to. Keeping that in mind, anybody else in here get so drunk last month you had to call a cab just to take you to Wendy's? Real successful Saturday night home alone. I want those spicy nuggets. You're too drunk to drive. We'll call a cab because you deserve them. That's what I did. I called a cab and another grown man drove to my house for money. Because that was his job. And he got to my house, and I jumped in his cab, and I said this. Don't do what I did when you get a cab. I just jumped in, and I just said, we're going on an adventure. That's just $80 on the meter right away. You smell like you're probably going to barf in here, so we're starting at 80. Doesn't matter where you're going. And so we drove to the Wendy's, and I made him take me through the drive-thru. Because I did not trust him not to leave me there. But this is where I got in trouble, see, is because he was driving a van cab, which means I had to open the whole side door to place my order. I was like, well, there's no way in hell I'm not gonna fall on my ass doing this. So I had one hand wrapped up in a seatbelt, was just kind of hanging out the side, like a helicopter machine gunner. I was just kind of hanging out. I realized, like, oh, this is how they do the high-speed ransom exchanges and the action movies I love so much. I'm gonna Bruce Willis the shit out of this. So I wasn't even at the window. I was just hanging out. I was like, you throw me the nuggets, I'll throw you the cash. So I got this dub. I'm yelling at the getaway driver. At this point, it's the getaway driver. It's like, I got the package. Step on it. Go. But he's not in it. He's like, I kind of go with the doors open. I kind of drive with the doors open. But there's a leak. It's an illegal thing for me to do with the door open. But somebody clearly had not taken improv classes in college like some other of us have. You're not yes anding. Yeah, you happy? Yeah. This other Frosty was going to be for you, and you blew it.
Carl Kinane and Cab to Wendy's. I wonder how many people have on a drunken Saturday night taken a cab to Wendy's.
I'm sure they
have. I'm sure that's rooted in some true story, and maybe his, indeed.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? What do you, well, I mean, I don't go to these fast food places hardly anymore, but I used to, and you know what I really like at Wendy's is their spicy fried chicken sandwich with cheese and ketchup only.
Well, I'm with you until you got to the ketchup part.
Oh, not cheese.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite,
right?
Sandwich there. It's a spicy.
Delicious.
And now they've got a ghost pepper chicken sandwich there.
Oh.
Now, ghost peppers are supposedly the hottest.
Yeah,
right,
the hottest peppers.
Which,
oh, my God. They have that at Wendy's?
Last time I was there, again, like you, I don't go often, but a couple times a year I say,
yeah,
man, I need one of those spicy chicken sandwiches.
Right.
I typically get it with just plain. Nothing, just dry bread.
Cheese and ketchup.
Yeah. All right. Well, we agree on that,
yeah,
as well. Nope, no big surprise there. All right. So we are broadcasting live. We're in the middle of Comedy Cold Cuts on Food for Thought, WTPL 107.7 The Pulse. And you might hear vehicles going by. I'm not sure if the mics are picking all that up. I'm going to guess. But we have plenty. We're in the landing pattern on Elm Street for the airport. So, in fact, I'm hearing
speaking
one
of it.
Coming over right now. So it's a busy Friday afternoon. People are in a good mood. The weather is nice. I think we'll take a break and come back, and then we're going to visit Taco Bell and Subway.
Ooh.
Don't worry. Right. There's no Jared jokes.
I like Taco Bell,
I don't think, too. And it likes you. So we'll be back shortly. It's Food for Thought with Carol and Mike on The Pulse, 107.7 WTPL.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Food for Thought on The Pulse, 107.7, a presentation of Grasshopper's Garden Supply, where the customer comes first, 728 New River Road in New Boston. Keith from Grasshopper's will be here to join us live. We'll talk a little gardening and, you know, we'll see what he can tell us about vegetables and, of course, ornamental plants and all kinds of good things that they have at Grasshopper's. Also, we are brought to you by Mama McDonough's Irish Pub on Depot Street in Hillsboro. Come find your Irish side. I got a little bit of Irish in me. It's one of those Heinz 57 babies, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Do you have any Irish?
None.
I know you're French.
Completely.
100% French?
100%.
Really? All right. Cool. All right, so we are back live. That's Carol Lawrence. I'm Mike Morin, and this is our segment every Friday, Comedy Cold Cuts. And today we're talking about specific fast food restaurants, the comedians are, that is. And we're going to move right on now to another one of Carol's favorites from time to time. I don't see you going in there very often.
No, no.
What's your favorite Taco Bell dish or item?
You know, you can go in Taco Bell and get so much food for, like, so inexpensive. You know, it just seems like whenever we go to Florida, down to my mom's, we get there, like, late at night and hadn't eaten, and Taco Bell's right down the street, so we'd go get Taco Bell. I mean, you know, like, for the four of us, you could get, like, a ton of food for, like, $10. Any, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Their tacos are pretty good. They're not bad.
I it's weird going into a place that's half Taco Bell and half Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah,
it is.
I don't really like that, and I don't have any reason for it. There is no bad reason for it. It's just like, you know, what are you? You know, and then I feel bad when there's like a ton of people in line at Taco Bell and nobody wants chicken. How those people feel. Well, let's listen to Eric Myers talking about Taco Bell on The Pulse.
Just apply for a job at Taco Bell. Has anyone ever seen the Taco Bell application? What genius is writing these questions? Question number two, how did you hear about Taco Bell? What? Are you seriously asking me this? I live on Earth, you ding-dong. It's not the Illuminati. I walked here from my house. How do you think I heard of Taco Bell? Like, has your family ever worked at Taco Bell? Yes, this is a legacy in the Myers house. My grandmother's last words were, think outside the bun. Like, has anyone ever recommended you work at Taco Bell? No, they haven't. I'm 34 years old. Who is recommending? I would punch someone in the face. Eric, have you considered Taco Bell? Get the hell out of my house, Carl. They ask if you're currently employed. Let's go with no. Who's leaving their current career to go to Taco Bell? Right now, I'm a rocket scientist. I want some free gorditas.
There you go. That's Eric Myers and his take on Taco Bell. It's Food for Thought and our comedy Cold Cut segment. Every Friday, we pick a theme and we go with it. And today, it is fast food restaurants. And it's not too hard to find enough comedians with enough routines. It's just that so many of them work what's called dirty, you know, just a lot of profanity. And so I have to listen very carefully.
So you have to weed through a lot of them.
Yeah, and I don't really do any editing. It's I just try to find 2 and 3 minute chunks that are all together. But anyway, occupational hazard. We have one more segment, and we started with Jim Gaffigan, and we will end with Jim Gaffigan today. And what's interesting is I actually made the selection for this routine on, I think, Sunday, sometime over the weekend, a couple days before the Subway story broke.
Oh, Jared.
With the Jared allegations. I haven't heard the latest on that, but, if you missed it, the FBI went into Jared Fogle, that's his last name, his home, looking for computers that might contain some child pornography. They're not accusing him, or he's not been arraigned or anything like that, but he had an employee who was in the head of his charitable foundation who he fired 2 months prior. They did find some children porn on his computers, and so they went back into Jared's house, and they took all kinds of hard drives and thumb drives and computers. So I don't know what's going to come of all that. I'm really keeping my fingers crossed that he is not involved.
That'll be disappointing.
It'd be very disappointing, but the fact that it's still in his house doesn't look good. You know, either he's really dumb or he's involved. So I hope it's the former. So anyway, this is Subway prior to me hearing about any of this stuff, but it doesn't obviously have anything to do with that. This is Jim Gaffigan, his view on Subway on The Pulse.
Have you tried one of the Subway melts where they heat up your sandwich in that toaster oven they stole from someone's dorm room? Is this even a restaurant? Subway shows you how lazy we've gotten, right? You know, I can understand the convenience of a burger and fries. You know, who's got time? Who's got a deep fryer? But we're too lazy to make a sandwich? Well, I can make one at home for 20 cents. Or I could watch the sociopath make it. Subway guys are not sociopaths. I mean, they do have kind of that faraway look in their eyes. In my country, I was attorney general. Would you like Santa Fe sauce? I love all the steps you have to follow at Subway before they slide your sandwich in that plastic air sickness bag. The first step is you have to pick out your bread, and by that they mean pick out the color of your bread. Because it all tastes the same. Do I want the whole wheat colored bread or the Italian colored bread? All the toppings are free at Subway. Free lettuce, no way! How do you guys pay the rent? What's next, free napkins? I think the toppings are free to distract us from the fact we shouldn't be paying for the meat. They are so stingy with that nasty-ass meat at Subway. They just peel it off like it's from a wad of ones or something. Here's three slices of ham. Get yourself something nice, all right? Don't say it at Donan for you. It's so simple. Have you tried the soup at Subway? And I'm not talking about the tuna salad. I always get the tuna where they ladle out your tuna under the bread. There's always that white puddle of tuna water. It's like a tuna gazpacho. Just want to bring in a really long straw and go. Oh, that's where I crossed the line?
Well, there you go, Jim Gaffigan, wrapping up our selective section today of Comedy Cold Cuts with the various fast food restaurants, all about Subway. The present controversy excluded, of course.
I like the air sickness yeah. back. So
hey, you know what? I don't laugh. I save all those kinds of bags now to clean up after my dog.
I mean, yeah, right. You know, that's a perfect bag.
It's perfect. My hand fits in there nicely. I can scoop it and turn it inside out. And same thing is for all. Like anytime I buy even one grape at Shaw's, you know, I put it in one of those bags yeah. so that I have more bags at home because I just hate paying for dog poop bags. You know, and I live in a shared, you know, complex with a lot of common area, so I always have to clean up after my dog.
Sure.
It's not like I can turn her loose in the backyard and then when spring comes, right. you know, try to dodge all the poop mines yeah. or actually scoop them up. So, but it's all good. How's Molly doing, by the way? We've got just a few seconds here before we...
Molly's good. Molly's been very good.
Yeah.
You know what I keep seeing walking by here?
What's
that? And I don't know. Maybe I'll have to go get one. You see so many people walking by with boxes of the cupcakes.
Yeah. And they're,
big boxes.
They're in boxes like they look like pizza boxes.
I know.
And not more than one person has done that. I have
quite
noticed
a
that
few.
As well, Carol.
I'm like, really? I'm no, kind of surprised.
It's my job to keep you chained here. We
know,
love Queen City cupcakes. We're out on the street today, so we get to see all the people coming and going and all the food they're eating and lunch hour and... It's a very festive scene. All the tables in front of Midtown Cafe, where we're broadcasting, are filled with people enjoying lunch or listening to the show, which is good. And I also want to let you know, Carol, in the next hour, we will have another pair of tickets to the New Hampshire 301 NASCAR race in Loudoun.
Next Sunday.
So, and this will be a show up and win, kind of. It won't be answering any stupid questions that I come up with. This will be just come on by.
Oh, come on by the table. Okay.
Peel off a $20 bill. No. Bring Carol a, bring her
a
taco or a cupcake, and we can be bribed, I think.
There you go. All right. We are live outside, and it's a beautiful day, and we're going to go on break. We're at the top of the hour, and when we come back, we'll be with Keith of Grasshoppers Garden Center. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.